Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. When you hear the word Gombak, what's the first thing that comes to mind? For a majority of Malaysians, the answers would either be Batu Caves or Zoo Negara. Yeah, so apparently, Zoo Negara is in Gombak and not Ampang, due to its land being located in Hulu Kelong. But there are also so many interesting facts about Gombak that you probably didn't know about. Fret not, for we're here to help you see Gombak from a fresh, new standpoint. Here are 6 facts about Gombak that you probably didn't know. 1. Gombak was built by the Minangkabau people. Gombak became the home to Malay Minangkabau settlements back in the 1800s. Hence is why, you'd notice thick Minangkabau accents when conversing with Gombak locals and that the Minangkabau customs and philosophies are still being widely practiced in most places in Gombak. 2. Gombak is the 3rd smallest district in Selangor. Considering that Gombak only takes up about 65,008 hectares of land, it has been established as the 3rd smallest district in Selangor, based on reports by the Selangor government. The townships included in Gombak are the Rawang II Batu Setapak Hulu Kelong. 3. Gombak is home to some of the most beautiful waterfalls in Malaysia. It's no secret that Malaysia is one of the ultimate destinations for natural attractions, but did you know that some of the most gorgeous waterfalls in Malaysia can be found in Gombak? From Sungai Tua Waterfall to Pisang Waterfall, there are just so many gorgeously cascading waters in this district that you'll have to see it to believe it. 4. Gombak has about 50 villages. Despite the district being small in size, Gombak is home to a good 50 villages, as according to Gombak Info. The 50 villages comprises of 19 traditional villages, 14 Malay villages, 12 settlements and 5 Chinese villages, and they're all administered by the Village Development and Security Committee. Talk about diversity. 5. It has the only school known as High School in Kuala Lumpur. Back in 1955, a school known as High Street School was established at, well, High Street. Sounds cool, right? FYI. High Street is now known as Jalan Tun HS Lee. The school was later moved to Setapak in January 1963 and it is renamed to High School Kuala Lumpur. According to an academic, the school used to teach classes such as carpentry, typewriting, shorthand, a form of speed writing in symbols and abbreviations, bookkeeping, and more. 6. Batu Caves has 400-million-year-old limestone formations. The 100-year-old temple and the 42.7-meters statue of Lord Murugan isn't the only landmark in Batu Caves. The limestone hill that the religious site is housed on also has 3 major caves and several smaller ones, which boasts interior limestone formations said to be about 400 million years old. Hence, with such historical and natural attractions, Gombak definitely isn't just the town you pass through to get to Genting. It's made up of the lives of the people who traveled and moved there, the waters that flow through and fall from the cliffs, the limestone hills and caves that stand tall against the concrete jungle and the melting pot of cultures that have found a home in Gombak. With that being said, the next time you need a break from your daily routine, a trip to Gombak might just be what you need. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, this ramen store in PJ looks like it came from Japan in the 80s. Source, Selangor 10 Source, Malaysia Property News Source, Project Malay Source, Kuti, My Source, NST Source, Malaysia Travel. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.